jumper on the way. He hits, and it's a three. It's a franchise record, 54 for Karl Anthony Towns.
Wolvescast, audio on demand.
Gibson struggling to get it in. Finds Wiggins. Andrew around a town screen. Inside of midcourt. Launches the three. At the buzzer. Banks it in. Andrew Wiggins has won it at the buzzer. Lobs it up ahead. Tyus rises up and slams it with the right hand. Taj Gibson with a defensive play of the game. It's over. It's over. Celebrate, Wolves Nation.
Welcome into another episode of Wolvescast Audio on Demand. John Folkey alongside Cal Soderquist here on the Timberwolves Radio Network. Coming up on this episode, going to continue our celebration of 30 seasons of Timberwolves basketball. Checking in with former Wolf Cherokee Parks, who was in town earlier this week. And of course, we will talk more about the big acquisition from Philadelphia in Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Jared Bayless. Tom McGinnis, longtime voice of the Philadelphia 76ers, will join us to break down their games coming up in just a few moments. So, Cal, why don't we start right there? Of course, Monday afternoon, the deal was finalized with Philly. Jimmy Butler, Justin Patton headed to the Sixers. Meanwhile, Minnesota gets Covington, Saric, Bayless, and a future second-round pick. First, just your quick impressions of the deal as a whole, kind of how it unfolded and what Minnesota got in return.
All things considered, I think a great deal for Minnesota. I think one of the best-case scenarios when you consider all the different factors that went in. Anytime you have an in-season trade like this, it's always going to be dicey. So I think especially getting to meet the three guys that came in earlier this week for their intro presser, getting to see them real quick on the floor Wednesday night, I'm very excited about what they can do as they continue to get more comfortable and very excited about the deal as a whole.
You know, one thing that stood out to me when the deal was made is you brought in guys that complement your cornerstones in Andrew Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns, and certainly you could throw Jeff Teague in there. Those guys are most successful when they've got the ball in their hands. In Saric and Covington, these are players that can impact the game without needing the ball in their hands a whole lot. Covington is a great catch-and-shoot guy. Saric has got a great ability to make plays for other people. And then, you know, when you think of usage rate, with Jimmy Butler here, of course, he had a high usage rate because you wanted the ball in his hands so that he could create for himself and create for his teammates. Now, and we've seen this through the last two games, Jeff Teague's had the ball in his hands quite a bit. He's breaking down the defense. He's been in double-digit assists the past two games. Karl Anthony Towns over the 20-point mark, getting more opportunities. Andrew Wiggins in attack mode. He had a great game at that small forward spot on Wednesday. So I thought great in terms of getting players back that complement your cornerstones moving forward. And then, of course, getting guys on cap-friendly deals like Covington and Saric. And then we got to see those guys in action. You brought it up, that game on Wednesday. Covington stepping into the starting lineup. I mean, welcome to Minnesota, right? Steps in, plays 41 minutes, has a huge impact on the game. I love the way he played defensively, shot the ball from three, high-fived some fans, and then the fans themselves, they were into it, and I love the way they supported Dario Saric as well, really getting behind him. And those guys played a big role in Minnesota beating the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, and they're fired up, I think. I think they said all the right things in that intro presser, but then came out and really were engaged right away. I mean, talk about a whirlwind. Their first action actually throwing on the practice uniforms was the day of the game, shoot around that morning, and then probably just a walkthrough, get some sets installed. You wondered, is it going to be limited minutes because they only know so much of the playbook? But Covington, like you said, 41 and did not look lost really at all. So I'm excited to see them continue to get more comfortable with their teammates, with the playbook, with the system. And really just a great smashing start that we saw on Wednesday.
Yeah, you mentioned trying to get adjusted. I asked Josh Okogie about that post game, and he said, I just kind of felt like we were at the playground playing pickup ball. And it was like, you're on my team, you're on my team. Let's roll this thing out and let's go to work. And it was great to see those guys impact winning in Minnesota, trying to keep the wins rolling at home as they've got three games left on this five-game homestand. We'll talk more about that as we go three in the key. But next, we'll get more on the newest additions with longtime voice of the Philadelphia 76ers, Tom McGinnis, right here on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
Experience the pack like never before with the official mobile app of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Whether you're at home, at Target Center, or anywhere around the globe, the app is your remote control to all things Timberwolves. Head over to the App Store or Google Play to download it now.
Wolfscast continues. John Folkey with you. Still to come, we'll have a chat with former Timberwolf Cherokee Parks as we continue our celebration of 30 seasons of Wolves basketball. Plus, Cal Soderquist will rejoin us to go 3 in the key and preview the rest of this 5-game homestand. Before we get to that, the big news, as we discussed in segment one, of course, that trade with Philadelphia Monday that netted Minnesota Robert Covington, Dario Saric, Jared Bayless, and a future second-round pick in exchange for Jimmy Butler and Justin Patton. To learn more about the new guys, I enlisted the help of longtime Sixers broadcaster Tom McGinnis, who started our conversation by breaking down Covington's game.
He's almost like indicative of kind of what the Sixers have gone through in terms of developing young players. T.J. McConnell would be another player in that regard. Dario came via the draft, and they really coveted him and tried to get him over here. But Covington has evolved. I mean, to be a first-team defensive player, I read a stat today, John, where he's holding the opponents to 37% or less, the guys he guards. And just having said that, it's different today. It's not like where Scottie Pippen and Michael or Gary Payton or somebody just locks up the other team's perimeter player. The game's not the same. You can't put your hands on guys. But, you know, so what he does, he's got great length. He's 6'7", but his wingspan's like 6'9". He gets a lot of deflections. He's in the top 10 in that regard today and led the league, if I'm not mistaken, in years past. So he is a committed defender who also, you look at the stat sheet and you're like, oh, my gosh, he had 4 steals and 2 blocks. And so he's really good. And then, you know, he kind of gets the benefit. We had a game last weekend where he's deflecting with 5 fouls, knocking the ball off the legs of Kemba Walker, and we're getting it back when typically you might see a foul called there. And then he's the type of guy, a little bit of a streaky shooter where you're like, whoa, Cubs 0 for 4 from 3, and then bang, he'll have 3 in the third quarter and help you pull away from a team. So he's done a tremendous job. He's a great guy, a wonderful teammate, and so he's been special. As far as Dario, I mean, I think Dario was maybe to a man all of our favorites. He's just a really likable person. Dario, John, when you look at his background, his parents were professional athletes. Dario, it was almost a given that Dario was going to be a professional basketball player. He blossomed into a 6'10 player. He's a winner. And, you know, he struggled a little bit early on shooting the basketball. This year, he's come off to some slow starts. Typically, he's so proud of being from Croatia and playing with that national team. He's got a heavy load in the summer. Sometimes that may lend itself to a slow start in this league. But he started to come on. He had 4 threes in one game and I think 3 in another in 2 of our last 3 games that he was with us. And then, you know, he's been working on that shot and then also on a little bit of the mobility to be able to guard some of these stretch fours. And that's going to, I think, be a work in progress. But you got 2 plug-and-play players that Tom Thibodeau is going to be able to put into the lineup and be, I think, an integral part going forward for your team. They don't necessarily both need the ball. Cobb is a catch-and-shoot player. He's been working on finishing a little bit. But Dario is rock solid. He's a really good person, lots of fun, and a winning player. I mean, in that Boston series, when they were clogging off certain things, Dario went out and got 27 points because he's in there. It's not often pretty. You know, it's not a rolling hook shot by Cat or anything like that, but he's going to score, and he's going to rebound, and he's going to do – I think Tom Thibodeau, the way he coaches and how he puts an emphasis on defense and team play – is going to love having Dario.
And just to follow up on Dario real quick, the one thing that we hear so much about him is the playmaking ability and the vision at his size, which is maybe something that we haven't seen here with the Timberwolves in terms of a guy that can make passes from that 4 spot. Is that something that you guys noticed over the years with Dario?
Yeah, no, and he's not a flashy passer. He's just a solid, he finds the open man, you know, and he learns how to play the right way, and that's how he plays. And you know, he's one of these guys that would be just as happy if somebody else scored. And that's what I mean, like, about being a total team player. He's a lot of fun to be around. I'll tell you a quick story. We were lucky last year to be able to go to the World Series. So this is the Dodgers and the Astros, not this most recent series. And we were in Houston, and Dario went, and he was just a load of fun, you know what I mean? These guys come from the international scene, and they probably haven't seen a lot of American baseball, but he ended up with his own little strikeout. It was Kershaw versus, Verlander. It was an unbelievable matchup. And so, yeah, and then we got to go earlier this year or maybe it was in the playoffs. I guess it was against Boston in the playoffs, and we went to a game at Fenway Park. And when Dario got on the bus, we were all just delighted because he had so much fun earlier in the year going to that baseball game and down in Houston. So he's, like I said, he's a lot of fun. He's going to be a great player for your franchise, and he's a young player who's going to get better, and he's played a lot of basketball. You look back, and it might be earlier, but I'm pretty sure Dario's been a pro basketball player since he was 17 years old. So he's got a lot of experience, a lot of international experience, been a key player for that team for years in terms of Croatia, and I think he's going to be somebody your fans are going to come to love.
That's Tom McGinnis, the radio play-by-play voice of the Philadelphia 76ers, helping us get to know the new additions to the Wolves in Robert Covington and Dario Saric, both who impacted Minnesota's win over New Orleans Wednesday. Covington, in the starting lineup, played 41 minutes, finished up with 13 points, 7 rebounds and 2 assists, and Saric off the bench had 9 points in just over 20 minutes of action. Still to come, we're going to go 3 in the key, but coming up next, our celebration of the Wolves' 30th season continues as we check in with former Timberwolf Cherokee Parks right here on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
The Timberwolves are back, and so is College Night, presented by U.S. Bank. For select home games, college students can get upper-level tickets for $10 by using a valid .edu email address online. Visit Timberwolves.com/college for more info. Minnesota Timberwolves, all eyes north.
Welcome back to WolvesCast. John Folkey with you. Still to come, we'll wrap things up by going 3 in the key, previewing the final couple of games of this 5-game homestand. Well, this year, we are celebrating 30 seasons of Timberwolves basketball, and to help us do that, we'll be checking in with former players throughout the year. This week, we're joined by Cherokee Parks, who was a member of the Wolves from 96 to 98 and was part of a couple of firsts for the franchise. And when we think back to that time, that was sort of the beginning of when Minnesota started their playoff run. You had Kevin Garnett, you had Tom Gugliotti, you had Stephon Marbury, you had the jerseys with the trees and everything. What do you remember kind of about the beginning of that rise when that team started to become a perennial playoff team?
Camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Like, we were really together as a team, and we just had a good, diverse group. There was, of course, KG coming in, first high school player to make that jump in 20 years, and he really led by an example. Gugliotta, I mean, tremendous player, getting it done, could score, could rebound. Then we had guys like Terry Porter and Sam Mitchell, who were leaders on the floor, who obviously went on to coach. Our staff, you know, from Flip and having Kevin there, Kevin McHale, and Jerry Seastein and Randy Whitman and Greg Ballard. Like, it was just everything from top to bottom was just amazing. And we made that run. I think we were around 500 that first year, making the playoffs, having to face a very tough Houston squad in that first round. And then coming back and being able to build on that the following season. I think we ended up getting a 7 seed that next year, and then having taking Seattle to, you know, the distance with, I think we were injured, so we only had about 8 guys. We took them to 5 games, which was tremendous. But just the support, the people in Minnesota, I mean, it's one of the friendliest states that I've ever been to. Just absolutely gorgeous, and just being part of that growth early on, and then seeing what the team was able to do and sustain past that. It was true, but the camaraderie and the togetherness of that team was outstanding.
Just going back to that first playoff experience, and, you know, we've talked to a number of players that were part of firsts for this organization, and, you know, you can set records will be broken, but you're never going to have another first. You know, do you think of kind of your role and being a part of a first for Minnesota and kind of how special that is?
Absolutely, and that's a great way to put it, yeah, because just experience, that's one of the things that just, you know, when I mark about the team making the playoffs for the first time, and that was my first time in the playoffs period as well, and just getting to see how it changes, you know, from the end of the regular season to the first game of the playoffs, like, it's a different game, and then you go in as a beast and you're playing against the number one team in the West that's just loaded with veterans, and you got two of your core guys are 19 years old. You know, there's a lot to that, but yeah, that's something you can't take away, and that experience. I didn't get to playoffs too many times, but those two times, seeing that build from that year, and then we played Seattle that next year, which was hard fought. That's just like, KG just was putting everything out there for us. I said we were very limited that following year. Was really when it stood out to what a great player he is.
All right, fun to catch up with former Timberwolf Cherokee Parks. You can hear our entire conversation on our SoundCloud page. It's soundcloud.com/wolves-radio. And while you're there, check out all of our other 30th season conversations. Keep it right here. Cal Soderquist rejoins me. We go 3 in the Key next on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
The season is here, and unforgettable experiences are just waiting for you and your group. Catch the pack in action and get in on pregame performances, player high fives, photo ops, and more. Find your experience now at Timberwolves.com/groups. Minnesota Timberwolves, all eyes north.
Time to wrap up Wolves Cast. John Folkey with you. I'm rejoined by Cal Soderquist as we go 3 in the Key and preview the final 3 games of this 5-game homestand. Cal, we got Portland coming in, we've got Memphis coming in, we've got Denver coming in before heading out on the road. What do you got for us for these final 3 home games?
Well, a fun finish to this homestand, right? It should be some good matchups, good individual matchups. We'll start with 3 key players, all 3 big men. So Portland first, Jusuf Nurkić. Over his last 5 games, he's averaging a 17-point, 12-rebound double-double, including back-to-back games of 18 or more and 14 or more boards. Blazers, of course, will have won 4 of 5 entering Friday's divisional showdown with the Wolves. The second key player, Marc Gasol. He poured in a season-best 29 points in a road win over the Bucks earlier this week, and he knocked down 6 of 12 from deep in that game. Those 6 triples, that matches a career high for him. And how about this little stat? He's in his 11th season now, and he has 5 games now where he's connected on 5 or more triples. All 5 of those games have come within the last 3 seasons. So that's kind of a testament to how Marc Gasol has evolved his game. Now, I think he's in age 33, age 34, getting up there, but still a threat from all over the floor. Finally, 3rd key player, Nikola Jokic. He had 35-10 in that unforgettable do-or-die game against the Wolves, game number 82. Winner, of course, secured that postseason berth. Loser, done for the year, and no stranger to having strong contests against Minnesota. In 4 matchups with the Wolves last season, Jokic averaged 24, 10, and 5 dimes, so he did a little bit of everything and is being asked to do more and more for that surprisingly up-and-coming Nuggets team. That'll be a lot of fun on Wednesday. 2 key stats real quick. Let's start with this. 101.6. If I told you the Memphis Grizzlies are allowing their opponents to score 101.6 points per game this season, where would you say, John, that that ranks in the rest of the NBA?
I'm going to say that's in the top 5, the way offenses are being played this year.
Absolutely. Even better, it's best in the NBA right now, which I think it is a little bit crazy. Like you said, it shows you what offenses are doing. They're also 3rd in defensive rating, but what helps them a lot is they're playing at the slowest pace in the entire league, just 96 possessions per contest. So not necessarily locking down on teams, but slowing the game down and doing well with the possessions that they have. 2nd and final key stat, the Denver Nuggets. We know about the 9-1 start to their season, the best start in their franchise's history since the 76-77 campaign. But since then, they've struggled. They've dropped 4 straight and are searching a little bit right now on both sides of the basketball. So it'll be interesting to see what version of the Nuggets comes into town on Wednesday here at the Target Center. Again, tickets available at Timberwolves.com, and we'll close things out spotlighting that matchup as well. The Nuggets on Wednesday, Karl Anthony Towns, Nikola Jokic. Should be a lot of fun. Both guys very versatile, but kind of versatile in their own way. Jokic is almost the throwback shifty guy who very comfortable shooting off balance from all over the floor, still can score in bunches, and we know what Karl Anthony Towns can do, of course, looking quite comfortable over these last few games. So that one should be a lot of fun Wednesday night before the Wolves head out on the road.
And those two guys also bring out the best in each other every time they match up. So get your tickets, Timberwolves.com. That'll do it for this episode of Wolves Cast. For Cal Soderquist, I'm John Folkey. We'll talk to you again after the holiday break. So off next week for Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you the following week right here on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Timberwolves Radio Network.